Right, we're staying with the topic of university, but we're looking at a slightly different aspect of it. This was a story that News 24 ran that we picked up on. Stellenbosch University deciding it's going to temporarily ban alcohol in residences and university houses to try to combat alcohol abuse among students and to try to reduce these incidents of gender-based violence that may have taken place. This is an interesting thing, you know, and a discussion ensued upstairs in the office when we were talking about this. And I was trying to think, when I was at Res, was there a pub at any of the residences? I tended to think there was. A colleague of ours who got to the university 10 years later said he had no recollection of it at all. But we seem to think there were places on campus where you could drink, right? And this has been taken for granted for forever, that you could be able to go into a residence with your alcohol and you could consume it there without thinking about the potential consequences. Living in 2020, we've got to start thinking slightly differently about this. It's a temporary ban, as far as we know, but it came into effect on the 1st of January 2020 at Stellenbosch. So I want to bring into the conversation the director at the student at the Centre for Student Communities at Stellenbosch University, Peter Klopers. Peter, good evening. Thank you for making the time to speak to us today. What made you implement this rule for the time being?
Firstly, good evening to you and to all the listeners. Yeah, so the rule is, the temporary rule is a way of getting everybody's attention and everybody into the conversation to have a discussion and understand what will a healthy use of alcohol mean in a student community, in a residence. And what rules and what procedures should support that?
So Peter, I mean, clearly there must have been an incident or two that set this off in the first place. Have there been incidents of gender-based violence due to the consumption of alcohol in the residences? Have there been some sort of health concerns around the consumption of alcohol?
So what has happened is about 20 years ago, roughly, we introduced the rule the first time that allowed the use of alcohol in residences, in your rooms, and in various other places. So since then, the way that alcohol has been used in those residences, the change in other rules as to visitors, the change in the makeup of the residence, the diversity, and all those things. Alcohol has been used, and it is currently not helpful to have a healthy community. And part of that would have been, you would have known that last year a student's life was lost after some alcohol was drank and so on. And when there was when the students started talking to us about gender-based violence, they did something which was at that point quite remarkable. It was the first time ever that the students attached the use of alcohol to unacceptable behavior of any kind in that sense. In that case, it was gender-based violence. So we have a long time to consider and say things have changed. It is not used in a particularly healthy way in the residences. So how do we get that conversation going? There are also incidences which we can't ignore, and students put something on our table. So now we say, hey, we need to take a time out. We need to understand what it is that will keep this place healthy, and can we change the rules so that we have a continuous conversation and not only once every 20 years.
So Peter, I mean, I'm interested to hear what your students' responses are, particularly those who've decided they are going to live at Res. Some may argue that Stellenbosch is turning into something of a nanny state, trying to police people who are young, but who should be old enough to decide for themselves whether they can consume alcohol or not.
Yeah, so the fact that you can consume alcohol doesn't mean that you can consume alcohol anywhere that you want to. So if that would have made you a nanny state, then South Africa is a nanny state, because South Africa says you can't use alcohol in public. There are certain times when clubs and bars must close. So nobody's telling anybody that they can't use alcohol. All those other outlets are still open, and the reasons why people want to go to them are still there. What we're saying, there's a space where alcohol has been used, which we don't think that currently the use of alcohol in those spaces are conducive for a healthy living. Let's think about that again. So So I don't get the argument that if you can walk 100 or 200 meters and get alcohol, that we are in any state in any sense whatsoever. But say, for instance, you're in a room and you consume alcohol and that creates a raucous. And now somebody else is disturbed by that because that happens late at night or the early morning, and you come to that room and suddenly that person now, under the influence of alcohol, accuses you of all kinds of stuff. Now a conflict ensues, and this guy says, I have the right to use my alcohol here. Now, that's not healthy for any space, and to regulate it in that sense does not change you into a nanny state in the least.
Peter, tell me this. I mean, you are only banning alcohol temporarily in the residences. I want to ask you, well, what will it take to get it unbanned? Not that I'm advocating it. It just seems to me this is a short-term plan with sort of long-term aspect attached to it.
We are quite clear about that, and the rule that brings in the temporary ban says this stays in place until we have decided as a community, decided about what will a healthy consumption of alcohol in our spaces entail and what are the rules that support that. The moment we have that, the temporary ban goes. But until then, yeah, we keep the attention to have a conversation.
But tell me about this conversation. How educational is it going to be? What format is it going to take? How open are your students going to be to absorbing the contents of this conversation?
Yeah, so it always works like this when you have a cultural change. So the first thing when the ban comes, everybody is concerned about why the ban and who made it and it will never work and all of those. And then after a while, the complaints shift to, okay, so what is it that you really wanted? So let's think about that. And then we will start that conversation. So the conversation will start to say, listen, let's just discuss what is healthy. And for that, we also realize that if you talk about responsible use of alcohol, you're actually promoting irresponsible use of alcohol. That's really interesting. It's how the mind makes up as to what it means. So once we'll then have a discussion now very soon about what is the understanding of a healthy use, and the rules make it quite clear. It says we would want the consumers of alcohol in the resident space to keep their blood alcohol content less than 0.08. 0.08 is the moment that your judgment becomes impaired. It means that the moment you go over that, the guy that now or the woman that now lives in that space doesn't think the same as the one that is completely sober. So then things start to go awry. So that would be a kind of a way to say, we want to think that would be healthy if you consume alcohol in a way in this space that will keep you as the same person that we allowed into in the first place. But it doesn't mean that you can't go drink more at any other place, but it's just talking about the resident space.
All right. Thank you very much for filling us in, Peter Klopers. He's the director at the Center for Student Communities at Stellenbosch University.